Devin, it's finally nice to be able to meet with you today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for letting me do this with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Editor-in-Chief of the Valley Forge. We're looking forward to informing our students and keeping us in the loop of what goes on here.
Yeah, so exactly. It'll be good to get the word out, you know. Yeah,
especially with winter coming around, it's probably going to be the best time of year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Right. No, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, I mean, it'll be
we're past
it'll be
the PSL stage.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man.
So, I know that you weren't the original person to be in this spot.
This is true.
Can you tell me what happened to Devin Pettigan?
Yeah, of course.
Who the students elected last semester?
Well, Devin served, starting in May, he served throughout a little bit of the summer. And he respectfully resigned from his post as student trustee about a month ago now. Because, I mean, he had a couple personal reasons that he had to attend to. While he served, you know, he did make a full-fledged effort to kind of, you know, go to each class to class, introduce himself as the trustee.
That was like one of his promises, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Class to class interaction.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, I mean, he like I said, he had to step down essentially for personal reasons. So they kind of has to, there's always something that comes up in everybody's lives, you know, so.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that it's not a PSL shortage, right?
No, not at all. Not the PSL shortage.
Okay, just trying to keep it lighthearted here.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's move on to the next question. How has this transition been for you?
The transition? Yeah, it's, well...
Or, you know what, let me do another question first. Sorry, I got excited when I was writing these out.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you tell me about the process of being nominated into your new appointed seat as SGA student trustee?
Yeah, of course. And this kind of goes into what I was about to say anyway. So originally in student government, I was, the position that I served was vice president of student development. So essentially what I did there, it was essentially everything out of the classroom experience. Vice president of academic affairs handles everything inside, student development, everything outside. So, you know, club relations, you know, stuff to get students involved on campus, everything like that. The Fall Fest just on this past Halloween was a big initiative through student government, which I planned as the student. The student development vice president.
Which we're close on having a story ready for that.
Awesome. That sounds good, man. So essentially when I started at that position, I mean, that's how I started and everything. And the process to get for this student trustee position in the case of somebody resigning, like what happened.
Yeah.
According to the student government constitution, somebody is appointed. Mm-hmm. SGA kind of does like an appointment process, and that person goes through like vetting essentially.
Okay.
And then from there, it gets either approved or denied from the Vice President of Student Services.
Who is that?
Dr. Spearman.
Okay.
Rock Valley. So essentially, what happened is the night of Devin's resignation, we found out about it, and we were prepared to do a meeting the next day about it. But you know, one reason or another, that meeting didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
So
on SGA side,
there were multiple reasons that the meeting didn't happen.
Okay.
But nonetheless, meeting did happen. We ended up sitting down, Dr. Spearman, Rick Daniels, Dean of Students, and Levinas, the manager of student life. All sat down with student government.
Uh-huh.
At this point, student government had come together and collectively nominated myself as the student trustee. Appointee, essentially.
Okay.
So that meeting, there was a couple questions asked to me from Dr. Spearman, mm-hmm. Rick Daniels, and you know, a couple questions directed towards student government. You know, why I should be the person, why they think, et cetera. You know, but after that meeting, I came out as the appointed, essentially, student trustee elect. I guess you could say.
Okay.
Because
your appointment's December 4th.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's the day I'm actually technically sworn in. But right now I'm obviously acting as the student trustee. I'm just not like officially sworn in until December 4th at the meeting.
Okay.
But at that point, I'll be student trustee until the end of May.
End of May, okay.
At which point there will be another election towards the end of May, early May, for a student trustee for next cycle, and that keeps going.
Right. Will you be around, or is this your last semester?
Oh, no, I will definitely. The spring semester, I'll be here.
Right.
I was actually technically supposed to graduate last spring.
Oh, okay.
One reason or another, I'm here now.
And, hey, I hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. I just had an appointment with my advisor yesterday, and that was interesting for me and for her to realize that my plan was a little maladjusted.
Sometimes that happens. It really does.
You know, trust the process.
Exactly. You got to try to trust it at least, you know.
That's right. Okay. So I know you haven't been officially sworn in yet, but what are some points of interest that you're facing right now in your new position?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that as a student trustee that I've come to realize, you know, previous student trustees such as Nathaniel Weber and a couple before him even, there was a lot of open forums, I guess you could say, to kind of like get the students involved with the board members, President Johnson himself. But none of those really worked well. For instance,
I remember last year. Yeah, you know, that was when the riffs were handed down.
Yes, exactly. That the whole riffs didn't necessarily go over well, you know, for multiple reasons with multiple people.
Right.
But one thing that I'm really trying to work on, and I actually spoke to Devin Pettigen a little bit about this myself, is trying to just get the students more aware of what's going on in their school. You know, I mean, there's far too many people just come here, go to class, and walk right out. You know, they don't really care what's going on. They don't really, you know, they're not involved, you know, all that stuff. So my main goal is to get them involved, let them know what's going on. One big way and initiative that SGA itself is working on is suggestion boxes. So essentially what that is, like throughout campus, one or two in each building, there would be suggestion boxes for, you know, is there something that you think student government should work on? And at the bottom, it's like, you know, is there something or an opinion? Is there a suggestion that the student trustee should look at to look into? You know, is there something that, you know, the student, you should like think the student trustee should do, et cetera. That type of thing kind of like lets me know what the students are thinking in general. But my entire like mentality behind this is trying to get as many people knowledgeable of, you know, what the student trustee does, what, you know, everything for that. I mean, the student trustee is the voice of the students on the Board of Trustees. That is the main goal of the student trustee, is to be there to represent the best interests of the students, period.
Okay.
So, I mean, every vote that's cast, I have an advisory vote, and essentially, like, that's that vote is to determine, you know, is what's being voted on the best interest of students, you know, is, are students going to benefit from this, is this good for students, etc. So I'm just really trying to make it to a point where students, more students know what's going on, and more students know, I mean, what the Board of Trustees does, what the student trustee does, you know, etc.
Okay. So. Noted. Do you feel like, what are you hoping to get from these suggestion boxes, per se?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of potential for the suggestion boxes. Obviously, that depends on people actually using the suggestion boxes. But but I mean, our whole reasoning behind the suggestion boxes was, instead of an open forum, if you have an open forum, you know, obviously there's a chance that people might not show up, and it's only for a limited time. And, you know, people might be, for one reason or another, not willing to ask a certain question in front of a group of people, or not, you know, there could be a lot of factors at play for that. But with the suggestion box, there's more of a chance that, I mean, it's more anonymous. People just, you know, they have to see a box, they write down a suggestion that they've been thinking about, or that they, you know, that's something that's been bothering them, but they don't really want to, like, vocalize in front of a group of people.
Okay.
That can go into the suggestion box, and then from there, a student government association and the student trustee itself can, like, work together to focus on that topic for the students.
Cool. Good to know. what is, so you kind of, is there anything else missing from your role that we don't understand yet as your role as a student trustee? What is your role to the Board of Trustees, the student body, and then to SGA?
Right. Well, for SGA, the student trustee is by definition, an executive board member of student government. So I do help with this, well, the student trustee position helps with, you know, SGA initiatives, and, you know, I do have voting power in SGA, and help work with SGA projects.
And the Board of Trustees, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. But the Board of Trustees, I am sitting on the Board of Trustees. I do have a, you know, I get the same packet as they do.
Yeah.
The only difference is the student trustee doesn't get a power vote. It's an advisory vote. So essentially, like, you know, the Board of Trustees say it's like 5-0 to to yes.
Yeah.
And the student trustee says yes, but it's an advisory note, so it doesn't really carry weight behind it.
Yeah.
It's just the student trustee essentially says, I don't think, like, if it's something that is not mm-hmm. going to benefit the students, the student yeah. trustee would say, on behalf of the students, this is not a good idea, essentially.
Right. Okay.
But obviously, there's that can be vocalized, but
yeah.
could it be overridden, of course.
Right, right. So. But at least you have some noise.
Yeah, oh,
right?
Yeah. There's the student trustee position is, according to the Constitution, is a liaison between the student body and the Board of Trustees to best represent the interests and the benefits, you know, what's going to be best for the students.
Okay.
In the role of the administrative factor for this college.
Okay. Good to know. Are there any matters you would like to clarify, resolve, or start on in your process of, you know, obviously, I'm going to assume that you're going to be elected in.
Yes, yes.
And approved. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you kind of want to hit the ground running with?
Yeah.
To help start?
So essentially, in regards to that, I kind of like hit the ground running of sorts.
Because I know it's like a two-part question with that, and then what do you want to accomplish this year?
Right.
So I kind of wanted to get like your goal, because
yeah.
I know Devin's, Pettigan's
right.
big one is that he wanted to go class to class.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Right. Well, that is kind of something that I've started to pick up on as well. The transition for everything has been kind of a definite transition, because, I mean, there's a lot of, like, aspects to go into play to that.
Yeah.
But I have been starting to go, you know, class to class, just to introduce myself to classes that he hasn't been to yet as, you know, my name is
okay.
Devin. I'm your new student trustee. This is kind of what the role of the student trustee is. Here is some things that in student government, some initiatives that we are working on. You know, just kind of encourage people to get involved, that mm-hmm. type of thing. The more people that know, like I said earlier, there's too many students on campus just
that don't know.
Just they don't know what's going on.
They just go to school and go home.
Exactly.
Eat their Lunchables and yes. make their little pizzas.
Exactly. They really don't care. You know. So
yeah.
that my main goal is to get them involved. Let them know that they do have a voice. The student body is the most powerful and loudest voice when it comes to things. They just have to utilize it. They really
okay.
do. I mean, if the student body were to come together and say, like, so say for instance, something is passed through the Board of Trustees or through administration that has a lot of issues. That could be, you know, whatever you might think it would be.
There's a long list we could go through here.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
But say for instance, the student body is highly upset about that.
Yeah.
If the student body were to come together, use one voice to say, no, that is not okay,
mm-hmm.
and say that, the student body has the power to influence, persuade, and change minds.
Okay.
They do. The student body is by far one of the most powerful voices on campus. So my goal is to utilize
yeah.
that. You know, let them know that they do have a voice in what's going on. They should
okay.
know what's going on when they're college. They
yeah.
should know some events that's going on. They should know what's going on in terms of the board meetings and in terms of what administration is doing,
right.
faculty, staff. You know, they should know what's going on and try to, like, pursue that.
Okay. And so with the second part of that question is that I take it, like, when you hit the ground running, you just want to get everybody informed. You want to let them know that SGA, one, is a thing.
Yes.
Two, it's an important thing.
Exactly.
And then three, they should get involved.
Right.
But then the second part is like, what initiatives do you want to try to push across?
Of course.
Or try to make awareness for?
Right.
Because I know there were some things throughout the past week that you were part of that could easily
be
raised.
So one thing that I would like to piggyback on off that first question is, you know,
mm-hmm.
having people get involved, you know, let them know that student government is a thing and they should be involved.
Yeah.
By definition of virtue, if you are a student here on Rock Valley,
yeah.
you're a member of SGA.
Oh.
Yes. A lot of people don't know that. But if you are a member of the Student Government Association,
okay.
if you're a student here, period.
Wow.
So every person is highly encouraged to go to every open meeting. SGA meetings alternate. 1 week is open meeting, 1 week is closed door meeting. But every open meeting, I mean, any student could come in and sit down and see what SGA is doing, see the initiative that's going on there, and
yeah.
that's highly encouraged. It's something that you know every person would and could benefit from.
That's a pretty cool tagline.
Yeah, I mean, every person.
If you go here, you're a member of SGA.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think people get not just but students, man. Like, you know, you've got one people that are coming in from Running Start,
right,
or
right,
going to college that haven't been here in a long time, or just, you know, straight out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Student government, well, in itself is a little bit daunting,
right,
to just even just look at it and be like, wow, this is, it just seems like a mm-hmm. big deal. And it is,
yeah,
but it's easily accessible to the students.
Exactly.
And I don't think that's what's not, at the forefront of
yeah,
the conversation.
Of course, and it should be. That's one other thing that I was like saying before, you know, I letting people know what's going on, keeping them informed. If you go to an SGA meeting, you will learn so much about what's going on in this college just from one meeting.
Really?
You'll know through the different officer reports what each officer has worked on,
okay,
different initiatives from that, you know, projects, plans. Student government essentially is the governing body for like the clubs, organizations, you know, like the student life essentially. So you'll yeah. go to a student government meeting and you'll find out so much.
Okay.
One thing that you mentioned, going back to question number two regarding, you know, initiatives and all that mm-hmm. other stuff. There are a lot. There's quite a few things regarding, for instance, one initiative that I'm highly backing is student government's initiative to get new textbooks in the library. So for if you take a class, so for instance, you know, let's say for example English 101, you need a textbook for that, but you don't want to go for lower income students, you know, yeah, you don't have like $150 to dish out for a textbook for a semester,
or you're allergic to the candy that Chad gives you.
That is
that too.
That I personally that's my case, you know. But
yeah,
for instance, for that
yeah,
all these, this initiative, you go into the library, and you know how they have textbooks on reserve?
Right.
This initiative is going to, I believe student government has allocated $2,500 to buy new textbooks.
Really?
To donate to the library, so that way students can use these textbooks, you know, for students who, you know, couldn't afford it one reason or another, they can use these textbooks to, you know, help benefit their education and all that other stuff.
Right.
So that's one initiative.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, that's one initiative that, was started by Alex, who's the Vice President of Academic Affairs,
okay,
through student government, and he's a great guy, but I highly back that by all means. That's honestly amazing. A couple other initiatives, you know, SGA is doing a lot in regards of trying to get people active on campus. The Fall Fest was huge. There's a lot more of those activities coming up. Within the next week, there's going to be a Christmas tree decorating thing on the Student Center atrium. So each club or group, whoever wants to do it, can get a Christmas tree. They can decorate
no
it.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a really cool thing.
Kinda it get is the greatest time
yeah,
of the year.
Exactly. Just need an elf, the movie Elf,
that's
on,
right,
and then you're set.
That's right.
But, I mean, stuff like that to get people involved are great.
Mm-hmm.
One thing regarding, you know, different activities that I'm personally involved in.
Yeah.
On top of being the student trustee, I'm the president of SRES, which is the Students for Responsible Environmental Sustainability yeah. organization. Through that organization, there are a multitude of different projects and initiatives that we are working on as SRES.
Right.
One of which include beehives on campus. You know, specially designed bee pods, essentially bee pods, which are top bar hives. We will be able to, you know, use as a educational standpoint for the college.
Because we need bees.
It gotta save the bees, you know.
That's true.
But these top bar hives, we've contacted a couple different, many different administrators through the college.
Yeah.
And actually end up teaching a CLR, community, continued learning education.
Oh,
The Center for the Learning and Retirement. Different
yeah.
types of courses.
Right.
Basically like Beekeeping 101. Just so that way the community, mm-hmm. it helps strengthen the ties between the campus and the community itself. So that's one thing that we're working on. It got SGA approval and it's up for executive leadership, and that eventually I'm sure will end up going to the board, so that's something that's kind of cool there. All those different types of initiatives are great for the Board of Trustees to know. Not necessarily just SRES.
Obviously, for sure.
Any club or organization that has like stuff, something going on, a major project like that.
Yeah.
Board of Trustees is going to want to know. You know, I mean, there's always, you know, the student trustee report at the end of every meeting, at the end of every Board of Trustees meeting.
Yeah.
And in that report, you know, the student trustee kind of gives a list of stuff that's going on, what clubs are doing. Like, the trustees want to know what's going on in the campus, want to know what the students are doing.
They better.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I'm saying.
Yeah.
But this gives them an excellent opportunity to do that.
Okay. And I'm saying this because I, you know, I try to keep my ear close to the ground, being a part of the Valley Forge and mm-hmm. It's no secret that I'm part of a couple of different clubs that, like SRES, hung out, and you guys are a good time.
Yeah, of course. Not a long time.
But not a long time. There we go. Got me. Please tell me about the divestment project.
Yes, of course. So divestment is
Because here's the thing. You know, the more we get, you know, involved, the more we'll know about, the more I'll know about what's going on with other clubs. But exactly. It's easy to be aware, you know, what's close to home
of
to
course.
Me. And so, you know, I could, you know, push for, you know, Valley Forge items, but that's, you know,
that's
for a separate time.
Right,
but
right.
The divestment one I was aware of yesterday,
yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting to bring up.
Yeah, so the divestment is a huge project.
Yeah.
It's a SRES initiative. It has a, it's, in a divestment in itself could mean a lot of different things. In this case, it means, you know, divesting from fossil fuels to the power campus. So, I mean, all the lights are on. I mean, we're sitting under here, and there's all these lights on. I mean, all around campus, lights are on. In rooms that haven't been used in, like, 6 years, there's lights on.
So, CO2.
Pretty much. Not to mention any names, you know.
No. Not throwing any buildings under
exactly.
a giant bus.
Exactly. But CO2, but the divestment project is this project is to base there's it's a multi-step project which we have divided up, and it's basically determining the amount of energy used from campus, taking that and determining, okay, well, there's this much energy used, where is that energy coming from? You know, how much does the parking lot use, how much does the JCSM use, et cetera. And from that point we can say, okay, well, the campus itself uses blank amount of kilowatts power a day. How many solar panels is required to power that?
Yeah.
So then at that point, we look into how many specific types of locations potentially for that. Obviously, prices included in that.
Right.
And then the entire project plan is to create a plan to divest Rock Valley College campus away from fossil fuels and make it a green school that is a huge recruitment thing. That, I mean, that is like being a completely 100% renewable energy sourced college, community college campus.
That
would be insanely huge.
That would be cool.
And that is something that would obviously have to go through the Board of Trustees. So that is the divestment project is in its early stages, of course, but it's got a lot of community backing so far.
Yeah.
Freedom Field Renewable Energy is 100% behind that. Their Region 1 Planning Council has an entire environmental committee composed of about 30 different leaders from the community in regards to environmental sustainability, from the Park District, Forest Preserve, the City of Rockford itself. One this was brought up there, every single person was behind it. So, I mean, it's got so much community support.
Okay.
It's just a matter of getting it done. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited about that. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a great project.
Let's look at here. Thank you for clarifying some of the things that you wanted to do here. I appreciate that. It's always good to know what's going on.
Of course.
Now, I kind of want to transition because, you know, you hold some weight here.
Yeah.
And I still expect you fully to, but I kind of wanted to get your feel on, one, students are not aware,
mm-hmm.
and two, they probably wouldn't even know what's going on campus, you know, in the meetings and whatnot. So I just kind of wanted to get it from you, kind of your viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
is Rock Valley College doing a satisfactory job of making decisions with the students' best interest in mind?
Right. Well, I mean,
I don't expect everything to be perfect, which I remember before thinking exceptional, but there's too much stuff that's going on in the nation to put such an oddly high bar.
Right. Well, I mean, the position of student trustee is to make decisions in the student's best interest.
Okay.
That's one reason why I am highly excited to be the student trustee for this year for the next semester.
Okay. Yeah.
To make those decisions, to try to, you know, let administration know that, no, this is not in the best interest of students. You know, students will not benefit from this. Or yes, I think the student body would definitely greatly benefit from this, and this is an initiative that should be done.
Okay. How long have you been on SGA?
SGA since the start of the semester. I've officially since the start of the semester, but I've been like influenced throughout the past like year through SGA.
Okay. So even being influenced and being a part of SGA this mm-hmm. past semester, is Rock Valley College doing a good job, do you think, in your mind? Or a satisfactory job?
In terms of the students?
Yeah, in the students' interest.
I mean, obviously there are multiple perspectives to look at from that.
yeah. I swear this isn't like a gotcha question.
No, of course. But I think if you look at the cutting of the courses, there are a lot of students that are not happy about that.
Yes.
You know, limiting of the courses, you know, all of that, it definitely puts a toll on, you know, students' approval, essentially, of Rock Valley campus as a whole. But I will say that there are a lot of, like, reasons behind that. Not a lot of, my whole thing as the uninformed student, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, classes are cut. At first, if they don't really know what's going on, they're like, what the heck? Why are my classes cut? I can't even, why am I going here even, essentially, if I can't take my classes? There are reasons behind that. A lot of that was literally due to the budget impasse for the state.
Right.
Now that there is a budget.
Thank you, Illinois.
Thank you, Illinois. Now that there is a budget, there is more hope to, you know, continue and gradually add those classes back. But obviously that cutting of the classes was not the best choice for the students' interest in mind, but it was almost the only choice in regards to the bigger picture of everything.
Interesting.
So that is one thing to be considered there. But I do think Rock Valley does put a full effort in trying to make a good community for the students, and in terms of, like, you know, the student life activities, things like Fall Fest. You know, to get people involved, all the free food, the music.
People love the apple cider donuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
I mean,
it's a win.
You can't go wrong with apple cider donuts.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
But I mean, all the clubs on campus do an amazing job of, you know, being involved, trying to get, you know, member recruitment, you know, trying to get other people involved, hosting events. I give great credit to the clubs, great credit to Levinas and Rick Daniels who manage student life, essentially. They do a great job of doing it. They really do a great job of doing it. But I think Rock Valley does try and do a full for effort to do that.
Okay. Also, I just want to note, the person who's playing behind us is pretty not sure what he wants to play music-wise.
Yeah,
I can only imagine, which is like a Christian song, but he played a Paul McCartney song, and then he's playing a Christian song. So
he's kind of mixing it up in there, you know?
He's got his own playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
that is so funny. So then, on the other hand... I know that's obviously a two-part question. And now he's doing classical.
Yeah, exactly.
Legend.
Yeah.
is Rock Valley College doing a satisfactory job of taking care of its faculty and staff?
Well, of course, this goes back to, I would say, the first point. There's multiple perspectives you can look at it.
Yeah.
I think the faculty strike and the RIF definitely caused a lot of unrest among the community and students itself. You can't look away from that fact.
Oh, for sure.
But there's
still an impasse in some ways, contract.
Which really is unfortunate. And, you know, all that has passed, we can hopefully continue to, you know, grow that trust again. Like I said, the community, obviously, when it all happened, I mean, there was constant news coverage of it.
You know?
It was not a highlight for Rock Valley, but it, I mean, from there,
it's a good point.
From there, we can move forward and trying to develop a better relationship for the long run. And I think that's definitely what's trying to be done. I think that Rock Valley is trying to put a full forever into trying to develop a good working relationship with, you know, among staff, faculty, administration, etc. There are obviously multiple reasons and multiple thought patterns regarding that, but I think there is a full-fledged effort to try to make it better. You know?
Okay. Good to know. I just know that, you know, we finally got an agreement on faculty contract. We got an agreement on the police contract, but I know we're working on, I think, POM.
POM, yep, that's
the staff, they're still waiting on it.
Yeah.
They're still on an unfortunate impasse.
Yes, exactly. There are obviously some that, the contract negotiations aren't over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's always something there.
When are they ever over?
Yeah, you got a point.
TBH.
Yeah, honestly.
IMO, don't at me. Is there, so do you have any... Sorry. Everyone who's listening, the man who was playing the piano just left. do you have any feedback on the current Board of Trustees?
Yeah, well, I haven't had the chance to actually, you know, participate in a board meeting with them.
That's
since
tough
then.
To make.
Yes, but I have gone to. I did go to the previous board meeting, and I've, as a representative of the student trustee, and I mean, I've gone to previous board meetings beforehand, not as the student trustee, but just to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a good dynamic. I, on top of going to for encouraging all students to go to a SGA meeting, I think a. Board of Trustees meeting is something beneficial for them to see and see how it operates.
Okay.
President Jensen is a really nice guy. He cares, you know, he definitely tries to be involved in the community as much as possible.
Oh,
and
good to know.
From I mean, I'm meeting with him soon, so hopefully, you know, I can get more perspective on that. But I mean, I have nothing but high hopes to have like a good working relationship with the Board of Trustees, and I really hope that we can get a lot accomplished together and make this make Rock Valley great again, you know.
There we go. That is, you can only hope, right?
Yeah,
you
course.
Can only
of
hope.
Of course, of course.
And I think that's it's important to at least work that foundation.
Most definitely.
Okay, we're you know in the back half of this. Don't worry, we're almost wrapping
got
up
it,
here.
Got it.
What is a main concept Rock Valley students should keep in mind when it comes to the current affairs of the campus?
Okay, well. It's kind of an interesting question.
I know, and I don't want to, again, it's not a gotcha question.
No, yeah, of course.
It's
of
more
course.
Of like, is it like, hey, you guys need to be informed.
Yeah,
and stay,
no, exactly.
Keep your ears on the ground.
Exactly, and that's...
Because students don't, well, they don't care to know because they don't know anyone cares.
Exactly, but
for them to
a
know.
Lot of people do care. I think that...
It's hard to see that. As
yes,
a, as
it
a,
is.
Just as a...
It is.
Objectively, as a student, it's hard to see that.
Right. There are so many clubs and organizations on campus that promote, you know, obviously being involved as much as possible.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. The main concept I think that people that students should keep in mind for campus is listen. You know, listen to what's going on. Like, try to figure out, do your own like research. To figure out, you know, what is going on for, you know, this. I mean, that could be in terms of, you know, a club. You know, what's this club about? What's this event that's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on with the Board of Trustees meeting? What's going on with the SGA meeting? You know, attend those. Listen. See what's going on and be involved on campus. And once you do that, you become such more of a well-rounded student and well-rounded member of the community, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that should definitely be vocalized on. So.
The second part of that, I'm just curious. Do you think there's... enough being done to help the students be aware?
In terms, yes.
Yeah.
I think that...
I think, you know... Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think that there is a lot that's being done for the students. Now, are you saying in return in terms of, like, Board of Trustees meetings or in terms of, like, club events?
Both.
Both? Okay. Well, I think, like I said earlier, Student Life really does a really good job of, you know, helping student... helping clubs and organizations. They do...
Okay.
That the promotion of that. Levinas does a really good job. I do like Levinas.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. She is. She does a great job of, you know, trying to communicate that amongst students, you know, putting that on, like, the TVs all around campus,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that, flyers posted up everywhere. There are methods of communication, you know, letting people know about the, you know, club events,
yeah.
Clubs
yeah.
going on. I would highly recommend if there's no club that you want to participate in at all,
yeah.
just pick one and just go to one random club that you might be slightly interested in and just sit in on one meeting just to see how it works and see what they have going on. So, and you, I can almost guarantee that you'll be surprised and you're like, wow, you know, this is actually something that'd be really cool. If there's a club on campus for every interest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like kayaking, camping, you know, hiking, SRES is your thing. If you like a...
Heck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you like, if you're more into like a... The Psych Soch, there is a Psych Soch club.
If you're into writing or journalism, the Valley Forge.
There is the Valley Forge, exactly. So there's everything. There's everything for everybody on that part.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, Board of Trustees meetings, there are minute reports, you know, that go out that are posted on the Rock Valley College website itself.
Oh, okay.
I think that that's actually something that it's going to be my initiative as well, is, you know, have a meeting, essentially like an open forum kind of thing.
Okay.
Beforehand, you know, say, okay, well, you know, is there something that you guys would like me, like, the students, would you like me to address something specific in this meeting?
Yeah.
And then after the meeting, come back and recap and say, okay, so this is what happened in this meeting.
Yeah.
This is what we discussed. So that way the students know. There really hasn't been that, like, there's been like, yeah, okay, what outreach, like, what can I do for you type of thing. But there hasn't been like the, okay, so here's what happened in the meeting. You know what I'm saying? I think that should be stronger, and I would like to develop that more throughout this coming semester.
Cool. Well, my next question was, is RVC students should have a voice. Is there something RVC students should have a voice on and get invested in? But I think we really covered that extensively.
I mean, yeah, I would say so.
And then the other one was, man, we've really hit all across the board here.
Yeah.
Because the other question was, is why should RVC students get involved this school year? Mm-hmm. And is this all about just going to class and going home?
Oh, no.
And there's really something more than this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's always something more. Yeah. I mean, in terms of the clubs, organizations, the projects, there's always, literally, I wouldn't say every day, but at least twice a week, one of the clubs are doing something. There's something going on. So I would highly recommend going to a club meeting, seeing what's going on, and, you know, just getting involved. Being involved on campus is not many people like that. A lot of people just, like, you know, come class. Like, if they show up, they go to class, they go home. Stick around for a little bit.
Yeah.
Stick around. There's a lot to offer here, you know.
Not only that, but there's a lot of misconceptions to
there
break
is.
Down. Because, unfortunately,
there is.
I was also aware of some misconceptions too before I started Rock Valley, and the more I've gone here and the more I've been a part of this, I'm like,
the more you realize, like,
people
wow
are, yeah, the people who said that to me are dumb.
Yeah,
this place is awesome.
Rock Valley is not a bad institution by any means.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty nice. It's actually one of the best institutions in my opinion. But
sweet,
yeah,
that's awesome. Well, yeah, that's really important. In the back quarter here, why did you say yes to being student trustee?
Well, during the appointment process, the Devin Pettigen resigned.
Yep.
So SGA kind of did a vote, and they voted me. So I was like, well, okay, well, thank you. Yeah, okay. What obviously wasn't something that I was, like, signing up for SGA. I wasn't like, yo, yeah, I want to be trustee, you know. But
yeah,
I think it's a great opportunity. I really do. It's a good opportunity to communicate the goals and ambitions and intentions of the students to the board, and it's a good way to communicate the goals, ambitions, and intentions of the board to the students.
Okay.
So I think
that's a key part.
Open communication from both ways is needed, and I think that that's something that's going to be a big platform for me this year.
And I feel like students know that they haven't gotten that.
Yeah, exactly. They really haven't. I mean, from Devin was doing a really good job of going class to class, introducing himself, trying to make himself known to the students. But
previous
trustees have, if we're going to be honest, lacking pretty
I don't
highly.
I don't want to name names here, but
right.
I know exactly of.
Yes, there's been quite a few, which is unfortunate. But I think we can kind of try to bridge that gap and move on from that. You know,
absolutely. Again, questions that I feel like you've already thoroughly answered.
Right,
you know,
right.
What excites you about this new position? What are you looking forward to? You've hinted that.
Yeah, pretty
communication,
much.
Communication, involvement,
exactly.
Participation.
Exactly.
I got you here. I don't want to waste your time. How can SGA and the different clubs on campus help support you or provide insight?
Yeah.
And what is our role as SGA or clubs in the cog of Rock Valley College?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I think when it comes to the different clubs on campus helping supporting me, essentially, I wouldn't really want to think of it as, like, supporting me, you know. I think the executive council meetings that are held on the first Friday of every month at 1 p.m. are great meetings. I mean,
fun.
Yeah, every club on campus, one representative from each club comes and, you know, we talk through what's going on. I think that's a great platform for the clubs can communicate, like, hey, take a look at me as a student trustee and say, hey, this is what's going on. Something needs to be done about this. Or, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? Do you think the board would like this? Do you think administration would like this? What do you think the chances are? I think the executive council is a great way to communicate all that. So, I mean, I'm always 100% open to communication by any means, especially from clubs and organizations.
Right.
In terms of students, I think going and having those open forums, you know, saying, you know, and the suggestion boxes, like, is there something that you guys are looking for from me? Is there anything in particular I should, like, look into? Is there anything, like, you would like me to bring up to the Board of Trustees, to the trustees themselves, to the president, administration,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera? I think that really helps.
Cool. We play a big role in the cog of RVC.
Oh, yeah, by all means. And I mean, going back to what I said before, like the students, the student body at Rock Valley has by far the loudest and biggest and most powerful voice. It just needs to be utilized. The students at Rock Valley make Rock Valley go around. Obviously, cool. Without the students, there's no Rock Valley.
Yeah, exactly. Sweet. And then just a couple of personal questions here.
I'm all for them.
What do you like to do in your free time?
My free time?
Yeah.
I do like to kayak. Kayaking is one of my favorite things. Camping, you really can't go wrong with a good camping trip.
No, you can't.
Camping, kayaking, canoeing, hiking. I'm a really big outdoors person. I love being outside.
Yeah.
Even just taking quick trips to Rock Cut, sitting on a park bench, or sitting on a picnic table. Just, it lets you unwind, lets you relax. I think that's the serenity of that is very powerful.
That's cool.
I don't have much free time, essentially.
Yeah.
But I try to participate in as much time as outside as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The first lady trustee is an aspect there, so that is that is a thing.
Gotta take care of business.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That takes time too, you know. Good times.
Relations and business.
Exactly. She is a thing. So I think that definitely takes up all of my time there. Between here and there, I'm a busy guy.
I hear that. And then lastly, it's the ever timeless question that everybody wants to know about everybody.
Of course.
Can you dunk?
Can I dunk? What do you think as the question, as the answer to that?
I don't know. If you're an outdoorsy guy and you get around, I think it's possible.
Yeah.
You tried.
Well, I look
excited. But hey, no judgment.
Of course.
I can't dunk.
I actually figured I was going to say, I brought this up to the SGA at this question.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, the athletics editor, said, she said, if you can't dunk, you're getting impeached.
You
can't. So that was awesome. But I figure, if you want, I'm not going to give a definite yes or no. I guess you'll just have to meet me on the court to find out for that one, you know.
Yeah, all right. The next women's basketball game.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have a quick dunk contest
quick
there, you
dunk
know?
Contest, yeah. Get some pointers.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Okay. Well, hey, Devin, I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
you're the
course.
Man. And
I love being here. You know, I love answering questions like these. And by all means, I'm more than willing to do any type of interview like this. I think it's really good for the obviously, the Valley Forge is a good way to communicate to students and you know what's going on.
Right.
And I'm more than willing to do any type of open communication for students.
Okay.
I think they should be aware of, you know, who I am, the role of the trustee, et cetera, that. So I'm very happy to do this interview for you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Have a great day.
You too.